This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The Colorado Department of Transportation has formally signed a contract with the Plenary Group of Denver to build and maintain toll lanes along US 36 from Boulder to Denver. CDOT says the 50-year public-private partnership, or P3, is an effective way to fund new transportation projects as tax revenue continues to drop, and they have more managed toll lanes in the works. KUNC's Nathan Heffel looks into whether they are the best solution to a growing traffic problem.
Melissa Jensen is a law student at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She lives in Greeley and commutes three times a week for classes. She says being 5 minutes late getting out the door in the morning can add an extra 20 minutes to her trip.
And so you just have to factor for that. So you plan to spend 2 to 2.5 hours on the road, and that eats out of your day. And I have a baby now, so everything takes longer anyway.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says the state's roadways handle more than 27 billion vehicle miles of travel each year, adding that every Coloradan faces about 17 minutes of delay every day due to congestion. With the state's population expected to be nearly 10 million by 2050, CDOT is looking for ways to minimize the time stuck in traffic and a way to pay for it.
Tolling is one of the tools.
Dave Christick is director of operations for the E-470 Public Highway Authority.
We in the tolling business are very, very familiar with the adage, there's no free roads in America. You're going to pay for them one way or the other, taxes, gas taxes, tolling, many different options in terms of paying for transportation.
And on average, that adds up to $20 to $25 a month. But Mike Schrutis says that isn't nearly enough.
In the case of CDOT and most other states, the funding sources for any kind of new capacity congestion relief facilities is so constrained.
Schrutis heads the High Performance Transportation Enterprise, or HPTE. Created by state lawmakers, the HPTE was tasked with finding solutions for a shortfall in tax-based revenue. Schrutis says public-private partnerships and tolling were deemed viable solutions.
Personally, whether I'd like to see a more stable revenue flow coming into the state from the federal government or from the state government, sure, would make things a lot easier. But right now, this is the only way we've got to get it done.
I guess, the public could raise their own taxes that they pay.
Charles Ozaki is the managing administrator of the Northwest Parkway, a 100% privately funded toll road connecting I-25 and E-470 to US 36 in Broomfield.
But I haven't seen that as being presented as a viable option in our current situation in Colorado.
Coloradans do pay federal and state gas taxes, but those revenues have essentially been flat since the 1990s, while costs for CDOT have skyrocketed. Ken Bytel is with the Drive Sunshine Institute based in Boulder. The advocacy group has been critical of the tolling plans along US 36.
There are at least four different options for raising revenue that the taxpayer of Colorado would support.
Among those options are using surplus from the marijuana sales tax or raising Colorado's oil and gas production tax for road funding.
CDOT, again, makes a false claim that taxpayers would not support an increase in the fuel tax. And CDOT says they've done surveys to that effect. What proponents of tolling have not done, there has never been a survey done in Colorado asking people, would you prefer toll roads or would you prefer a slightly higher fuel tax?
Commuter Melissa Jensen says she would pay a higher gas tax, but like more and more drivers, she owns a hybrid. And while she drives a lot, she isn't filling up at the pump nearly as much.
But on the other side of that, a Prius does cost more money. So I paid more for the taxes to buy my car, and my plates are really expensive. I mean, without seeing numbers, I don't know, but that might balance out.
Balancing things out is exactly what transportation managers like E-470's operation director Dave Christick are trying to do. He says with additional managed toll lanes around the state, traffic along congested corridors will flow more smoothly, with people choosing to pay to play, so to speak. There's also an added revenue stream for maintenance and future construction.
I think managed lanes today are, I'll call it the growth segment in transportation. It allows governments, essentially, to utilize the concept for tolling or, you know, user financing, as we call it, to provide transportation options to alleviate congestion in a very efficient way.
All this brings us back to Wednesday's signing of the public-private partnership and planned toll lanes for U.S. 36. Even with pushback from the public and some lawmakers, CDOT backs P3s and tolling as the future of Colorado transportation. Plans are also in the works for a peak traffic toll lane along the I-70 corridor in the mountains by 2015, and talks are currently underway for another managed toll lane between Denver and Fort Collins. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.